5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As always, your calls are primary if you make them, but we'll start with something a little bit different tonight. Some scientific proof, in case you didn't already know, women, they're different from men.
Not a surprise.
Really? In fact, their brains are actually different from men, according to Michael McCarthy at The Independent in the UK.
Now, I had some feminist teachers in college who might contend with this, or at least at the time when I was going through in college, might have contended that there's no difference whatsoever. So,
they might like to believe that. And, you know, it's okay for people to be different. That's okay. It doesn't mean that somebody's better than another person or a better human being or anything like that. It just means that men and women are kind of biologically tweaked towards different things. That's all.
I think that's obvious. I think that most people have figured this out throughout living their lives, but there's still always those people who harp that there's no differences. If we were all raised exactly the same, we'd all like the exact same thing.
You know, it's obvious that that's not true. If the evidence is that even the hippies that have kids that raise them essentially the same, the little girls are going to carry around the Barbie doll and the little boys are going to bend it in the middle and turn it into a pistol. You know.
So let's get to it, shall we? Here is the story from, again, The Independent. Men and women show differences in behavior because their brains are physically distinct organs, according to new research. Male and female brains appear to be constructed from markedly different genetic blueprints. The differences in the circuitry that wires them up and the chemicals that transmit messages inside them are so great as to point to the conclusion that there is not just one kind of human brain, but two. According to recent neurological studies, men may be from Mars and women may be from Venus. And since the American psychotherapist John Gray wrote his famous book in 1992 on the idea, it's been commonplace to think of men and women as being from different planets in terms of their emotional responses. But until recently, these differences were often explained by the action of adult sex hormones or by social pressures that encouraged males and females to behave in a certain way. Increasingly, however, these assumptions are being challenged. According to a review of recent neurological research appearing in this week's New Scientist magazine, and it's becoming clear that the brains of men and women show numerous anatomical differences. Now, some of these divergences, the review by Hannah Hogue suggests, could explain a number of mysteries, such as why men and women are prone to different mental health problems, why some drugs work well for one sex but have little effect on the other, and why chronic pain tends to affect women more than men. Okay. Although it has long been known that there were some male-female differences, it was thought they were confined to the hypothalamus, the brain region involved in regulating food intake, fighting, and the sex drive, among other things. But it's becoming clear that the relative sizes of many of the structures inside female brains are different from those of males. One study by scientists at Harvard Medical School found that parts of the frontal lobe, which houses decision-making and problem-solving functions, were proportionally larger in women, as was the limbic cortex, which regulates emotions. Other studies have found that the hippocampus, involved in short-term memory and spatial navigation, is also proportionately larger in women than men. Perhaps surprisingly, given women's reputation as bad map readers, says the New Scientist. Proportionally larger brain areas in men include the parietal cortex, which processes signals from the sensory organs and is involved in space perception, as well as the amygdala, there you go, which controls emotions and social and sexual behavior. The mere fact that a structure is different in size suggests a different functional organization, says one of the doctors from the Center of Neurobiology of Learning and Memory. One area of research concerns the brain's pain-suppressing mechanisms and points to the fact that they may be organized differently in men and women, and that would explain why women can suffer long-term pain more and why there can be sex differences in response to opium-derived painkilling drugs. The study notes that women get more relief from the opioid painkiller nalbuphine compared to men, whereas in men, morphine is more effective, and nalbuphine actually increases the pain intensity.
Huh.
It's possible these findings could lead to new painkillers being developed that are tailored to be more effective in women, but that's some way off. Probably at least 19 years off because of the FDA.
Yeah.
Anyway, mental health is another area where real brain differences may offer explanations. Women are diagnosed with depression twice as often as men, and this may be linked to the relative levels of the neurotransmitter serotonin. Boys, on the other hand, are more likely than girls to be diagnosed with autism, Tourette's syndrome, dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, and early onset schizophrenia. The review reports that Margaret McCarthy of the University of Maryland believes that hormone-like substances called prostaglandins, which help masculinize the male brain around the time of birth, may be partly to blame. Drug abuse is a third area where brain differences may explain differences in behavior. Men are almost twice as likely as women to use cocaine, for example, possibly due to social factors. When women take it, they get addicted more quickly and have a more severe habit when they seek treatment.
Mm.
One of the reasons why physiological differences between men and female brains have not been widely noted before may be that most of what we know about the brain comes from studies of males, animals, and human volunteers. If even a small proportion of what has been inferred from these studies does not apply to females, it means a huge body of research has been built on shaky foundations. The professor from the McGill University in Montreal, who's demonstrated major differences in pain processing between males and females, puts it more forcefully. He is astonished that so many researchers have failed to include female animals in their studies. He says it's scandalous. Women are the most common pain sufferers, and yet our model for basic pain research is the male rat.
Hmm.
And so there is the information for you. A little bit of difference between the brains of men and women. How about that?
Shocking. I guess I'm not terribly shocked, no.
You know, John Stossel, I think it was a few years back, did a report similar to this, because these kinds of reports have slowly been filtering out over the years, mm-hmm. and he was lambasted for it. People were sure. very upset when he said that there was a difference in boys and girls.
Was it Galileo that said that the Earth revolved around the sun? People were pretty upset about him, too.
I think he's given credit for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in what this is going to show for some of the testing of drugs. Like you said, they're in animal testing, they rarely are using females. I never knew that. That's interesting. I know that in a lot of tests, when they test drugs, they don't always split up men and women. So I think that might be something that's helpful. And sometimes they split up the men when they're doing the different control studies to look at different drugs. But
right. So it could invalidate a lot of research. Perhaps.
Yeah. And having this information might be very helpful in new research as well.
Pretty cool. And, of course, I wonder how other things factor in here. Like, what about, I mean, haven't they found that some gay men have similar brain functions as some women do? What would happen if you took some, gay people and added them into this study? Would it turn out that, you know, the more feminine gay men also have similar brain structures to women, whereas, you know, maybe not just a certain, I'm not suggesting that being gay makes you like a woman, but being a more feminine kind of a gay guy versus, like, kind of the more big, strong, tough guy, gay guys. You know, obviously they're different gay guys
right.
out there. But, I mean, would you see differences between gay men as well, similar or different brain structures there? And what about gay women?
I don't know where the money is in that study.
Yeah, I think there would also be quite the differences in transsexuals as well, people who feel are born one sex but really feel that they are a different sex and have a lot of the characteristics of the other sex, even though they're born the other one.
Right, because certainly there are differences between men and women within their own categories, and I wonder what kind of a variety you'll see. I mean, men with structures that are similar to women all the way to men with structures that are radically different to women. That's me guessing. I'm curious, though.
Seems to me it's going to be a bell curve situation. You're going to find a few on each end.
Let's go to your phone calls. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Tom?
Yeah, and did you hear about that rhinoceros who wanted to be a brain surgeon? So he went to medical school and he got arrested for trespassing.
Yeah,
he
was
on
a
hippo
joke?
Campus.
Anyway,
I'm just reading. Yeah, hippo
Gosh.
Campus. Anyway, I'm reading about.
Hey, tell you what, Tom, we're going to bring you back. Hang on, and more on the way. This is your show, YouTube Control. All right, a little late with that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click download and enjoy right there from the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Of course, you can call in, talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Again, the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 800-259-9231. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue, Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about Hurricane Dolly there, which is in the Gulf of Mexico, about to make landfall any hour now.
Oh, I'm glad I don't own a house in Florida anymore. What about it?
Well, it's not bearing down on Florida now. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's good.
And I'm reading from a news on a radio station, WOAI 1200 in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The fact that the storm is hitting near the U.S.-Mexico border is raising another issue. The Border Patrol has vowed to check people evacuating from the Rio Grande Valley for documentation when they appear at the checkpoint between Brownsville and San Antonio.
Yep.
And although the agency has backed away from that threat, Congressman Ciro Rodriguez says evacuees should be ready. Quote, if they're fleeing, they better flee with their passports.
Wow.
In all honesty, unquote, Rodriguez said. So, there's another agency that's going to have the blood of thousands of people on its hands by the end of this week when, Achtung, where are your papers? Your papers are not in order. You cannot get past the checkpoint, and we will take you into our custody at this time. Well, then, you know, of course, you think the traffic jams are bad in Boston. Wait till you see a mass exodus through the checkpoints, and you've got, you know, a traffic jam. Wait, hey.
So you're talking about the internal checkpoints. You're not talking about the ones at the border. You're talking about the citizenship checkpoints they've set up.
Between Brownsville and San Antonio,
right.
Both of which are within the state of Texas, and that's not even interstate commerce there,
mm-hmm.
because Brownsville and San Antonio are both within the state of Texas,
so,
which by rights isn't even part of the United States anyway. The voters of Texas have spoken in 1861. And, you know, the federal government is illegally occupying Texas and has been since 1865, if you look at it that way. But, yeah, the Border Patrol goons are going to be hassling and interrogating people who are, you know, I mean, after Hurricane Wilma, when people were running out of gas in traffic jams coming out of Houston to get
yeah.
to Dallas. Well, that's nothing compared to what the Border Patrol can whip up.
So you're saying that the Border Patrol has come out and backed away. They've suggested they aren't going to do this, but a congressman has said
they have in the past. See, it doesn't say in the past, but the agency has backed away from, I guess, you know, the same kind of threat or that threat. That they,
mm-hmm.
Well, now you got this hurricane that's barreling through there, and people are going to, of course, if they don't have their passports and papers, or if they're illegal aliens, then they're supposed to just stay behind and take their chances of dying and perishing in the hurricane, of course. And then what about people who brought their papers and the Border Patrol goons just willy-nilly decide they don't happen to like those papers? There's another assault, by the way, I wanted to bring up that's kind of related to this, and that is people applying for passports. And they send in, you know, their birth certificate and everything is in order,
mm-hmm.
and even their old passport, and hold it. Your birth certificate says that your birth was attended by a midwife, and it was in that zone near the border where we found out that some midwives have lied on birth certificates, so we're not going to accept this as a birth certificate,
so we're
going to question your citizenship. So, I mean, are they going to be doing that at these checkpoints when people present their driver's license and their U.S. birth certificate and says, hold it, you were born by a midwife. You got to go back and get some more documentation before we let you escape from the hurricane.
Who knows?
We don't know.
But it's bad.
We'll find out. We'll find, yeah.
I guess we will.
You know what they would do in Iraq, though? They would send somebody up to the checkpoint, and they would blow themselves up with the goons that are taking care of the checkpoint there, and they would take out a whole bunch of enemy officers that way.
And, you know, and they're lucky that's not happening here. They're lucky that Americans are so docile and obedient.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
Pusillanimous.
He loves that word. 800-259-9231. No, definitely good points to bring up, because they had talked about that before. They had thrown that idea out there a few months ago that anytime there's going to be some sort of natural disaster, evacuation going on down south, and presumably the northern border as well, but definitely down south, they're going to start checking people's IDs. Now, as he said, apparently they backed away from that. I hadn't seen that news, but we don't see it all. And who knows? They'll end up. They probably will end up doing it anyway, just because they can. You know,
the midwife issue confronts me because my son Jack was born, you know, in the presence of a midwife at a birthing center rather than a hospital, and we're not that far from the border.
Yeah, that's where I was. I was born by a midwife.
Yo, Papas.
Born in a little town of about 1,000 people, so everyone's like, how were you born there? There's no hospital.
Yeah.
It's pretty disturbing what's going on here. I mean, they to suggest that they're going to just shut down these checkpoints because there's, you know, a natural disaster, then they wouldn't be doing their jobs, right? I mean, it's their job to check citizenships of people. And if you don't have the paperwork, then you're not going to be able to leave? Is that the idea? You're going to be forced to turn around and go back to from whence you came?
It's all scary.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I wonder how many Americans are totally oblivious to this. How much? What percentage of America has no idea that there are even internal checkpoints in this country in the first place?
I'd say a good percentage of
them. Right. If you don't live within 50 miles of the north or northern or southern borders and haven't actually encountered one of these checkpoints, then odds are real slim you're even aware of their existence.
I'd have to agree.
If we weren't doing this show, I don't know if we would even know about it.
I agree. I don't know. These kind of things, they just go without being reported. The major news agencies are not in an uproar over this.
Oh, they're not just questioning it.
It's government as usual.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's an outrageous story, the idea that people are being stopped internally, as he even pointed out, within the same state. I mean, they're not even using the interstate commerce as an excuse at this point. They're stopping people within the same state. Not that it would be okay to stop somebody at the state border, but, I mean, it's out of control. And I would love to hear what you think at 800-259-9231. I actually had a story, but I lost the link. It was about the actual border crossing checkpoints. How they're getting, especially at Tijuana, they're getting even more packed than they've ever been before on the way coming back in. Because the Mexican, when you're going to Mexico, it's not as difficult to get to Mexico. But coming back in from Mexico to the United States, it is backed up. There are, like, it's so bad there are vendors, there are street vendors on the other side hawking their wares to people that are just sitting.
Captive audience.
Right, they're just sitting waiting, idling, as they're trying to get, you know, back across the border. And there's this rule in place that says you have to show your passport or your application for a passport in order to get back into the country or have a birth certificate, some sort of proof of citizenship to now get back into the country. And I believe, according to the story, and I'll see if I can dig it up here, they're saying that things are going to get worse come next June, where passports will be required. Then things are going to get even more strict than they currently are today. They're supposedly expanding their capacity, but if you know government, it's going to take them a while to get that one done.
More coming up. Tough time.
You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive there for free. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Once again, 800-259-9231 allows you to bring up whatever you want.
It's the Cure for Naked, jumptees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at jumptees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped. Jumptees.com. Fast pants, pants not included. Jumptees.com is not responsible for customers wearing pants.
800-259-9231. Again, bring up whatever you want. We here will continue and maybe jump into the email box. Let's see. This one from Stephen. He writes in and says, occasionally I've heard you both briefly reference the existence or non-existence of intellectual property and the protections that you each feel should apply or not apply respectively. If you think it might interest your listeners, would you please explain your differences of opinion and rationales for such concerning this subject? From Stephen.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that from an intellectual property standpoint, it doesn't matter to me whether the government does it or whether some secondary organization does it or how it's done. But it seems to me wrong for someone to, the newest Ozzy Osbourne CD comes out. I don't know. Do they have the man's death rattle for a CD right now? If the newest Ozzy Osbourne CD comes out, then some pirating organization goes out and prints up the same CD, song for song, word for word, with the same cover on it, and then sells it to some store or another. at a, you know, half the rate because they didn't have to pay the artist for it, I think that's wrong.
I may agree that that it is wrong, but it's certainly not a crime.
What do you mean it's not a crime?
Well, in that they haven't stolen anything from anyone.
Well,
like, no one has been harmed by them doing that. It may be tacky. It may be, you know, again, wrong, morally wrong to do something like that, to profit from another person's work in that way. But no one has been actually harmed.
Is it morally wrong for the government to print up money and therefore devalue the money that I currently possess?
Well, yeah, it's morally wrong, sure. But you haven't been harmed.
Well,
because you've chosen to use their money. You could choose to go ahead and use gold and silver and only gold and silver, and that would be your choice, and then the government's printing of more money would not harm, you know, would not do anything to you whatsoever.
I have a very difficult time making it through life just using gold and silver.
No doubt about it. It's a sucky deal.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, what
they ain't going to pay you restitution.
Terminology of crime, as far as I'm concerned, somebody doing that, you know, I don't care how it is that they're stopped, but they should be stopped.
I think that with the idea of intellectual property, I don't necessarily believe in it. I know that some people do. I think that ideas should be free. Once the idea is released into the marketplace, anything should be able to happen with them.
Yeah, you kind of put it out there yourself. What are you really willing to do about it? What I'm curious about Mark's position on this is, what if there's no money being made off it?
If there's no money being made, I really don't see a problem.
So,
see, sharing is something entirely different. If I give you my CD, then I have shared it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so no blood, no foul type deal?
Yeah, that's really how I feel about it. I mean, you know, you may or may not have gone out and bought the CD. It's hard to say. You know, or maybe you just would not have bought it. And then how does anybody know whether you've been harmed? I mean,
what is it that makes it morally wrong if you are selling a CD, if you're giving away someone else's work versus selling someone else's work? I guess my question is, what is the difference there? Why is one morally okay in your mind, Mark, and the other one morally wrong?
Well, it's clear that you're taking money out of the pocket of the person who did the work in that case.
In which case?
In the case that someone's selling it.
How do you know? Well, now, how is that taking money out of the original artist's pocket? Isn't it taking as much money out by just giving it away?
A consumer, no, it's not. Because there's no... if I give you my CD...
Either way, money's not going to the original artist.
If I give you my CD to you know, copy or listen to or whatever it is that I do, I'm sharing it with you, and you may or may not have purchased it. Whereas if a person goes out and buys a pirated CD, they're paying for it. That's money that would have gone to the person that's making the money. That's, you know, that would have gone to the artist.
But
we're talking about CDs.
Yeah, but you're presuming that. I mean, they're paying for it because it's being offered by a pirate at a fraction of the price of the other one.
It's a significantly stronger presumption.
I see where you're coming from there, but at the same time, the person who's taking it for free isn't necessarily putting money in that person's pocket either. So it seems very, very subtle difference.
It doesn't seem subtle to me.
Okay.
There's money being made. The other one is there isn't.
On the other hand, like the Pirate Bay and stuff, wherever you're going to get your pirated music, someone's making money off that in ad revenue and stuff. There's millions of
dollars
coming into the pockets. That's why this has been I've always taken that stance of, as long as you're not making money, it's fine. But if you're making money, but at some point, someone's always making money. So there's always money going away. And I don't want to label someone as a criminal for doing something that, well, I guess I've been known to do it myself. Either.
All right, let's play with the limits here on this idea that you can't make money off of somebody else's creation. I was sitting at one of the Liberty Outreach booths at the Sarasota County Fair a few years ago, and the person across in the booth across from me was selling like a 50-in-1 Nintendo game.
Okay,
and it was a piece of hardware that in no way was licensed by Nintendo or the 50 game manufacturers or the various different companies that might have originally created those games. So essentially what they'd done was they'd taken the ROMs, the internal programming from each Nintendo cartridge, they'd downloaded them, as you might have seen with emulators on the internet, for instance. They have these emulators that pretend like they're Nintendo's, and you can play all kinds of original games that you just download. This guy had obviously or this company, whatever the manufacturer, Chinese manufacturer, had downloaded those ROMs and then uploaded them to a piece of hardware that's sole purpose was to display a menu when you turn it on of 50 games. You choose which one you want to play, Super Mario Brothers or whatever. You know, all the big games
were
there. All
these old games.
All these old, old games that, you know, if you wanted to, you could hunt around at the various different video game stores and try to buy them used. And buy them used,
but
sure.
Buying them used, it still doesn't, no money goes back to the manufacturer.
That much is true, but, you know, this guy is still profiting off of this, these other companies' work without rewarding them one iota. They are a totally unlicensed piece of machinery being sold out in the open. Are you saying that that is also a problem?
No, I don't see a problem with that one simply because you can't go and buy it new. They're not releasing that new. They're not releasing the Nintendo. They're not selling
the cassettes. But the company still owns the intellectual property, right?
Understood.
Maybe just saving it for a rainy day, like we're going to save it for 10 years, and then when people are almost forgetting about it, we're going to release it. So
well,
that band's
actually,
ruined it all.
Like Lucas used to do, George Lucas used to do with the Star Wars films every, you know, I don't know, decade or so, he'd release, maybe 5 years, he'd release a new one of them again, so you could go back to the theaters and watch Star Wars.
Well, now hold on a second, because I think you're wrong about that, Mark, at least for some of the old games, from what I understand, and I haven't seen it for myself, maybe one of our more video game geek listeners can call and clarify this, but from what I understand, with the new Nintendo Wii, they have an online service that actually allows you to download and play original classic NES games on your Nintendo Wii. So you can, from what I understand, pay a very small amount of money and, you know, buy the original Super Mario Brothers or Castlevania or whatever old Nintendo games they put on the service. I don't think they put them all up, but some of them are, I believe, available brand new today. Would you still, are you still taking the same position now?
You're pushing me on this one.
Should that man have been arrested by the police for selling those 50-in-1 cartridges?
Well, at the time, that man was not doing it, because the Wii wasn't out and all that stuff. So the question you're asking me is, today, if the man was doing it, and I'll tell you, there's no bricks-and-mortar place you can go, and it really bothers me that, you know, the Internet, the NES is, you know, selling their games on the Internet, and that's the only way you can get them. Mm. Some people aren't Internet savvy. I can't buy anything from iTunes. I don't know how.
You got to add, if you want to add to this conversation, the number is 800-259-9231, or change the topic. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. Great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and on more internet connections, thereby influencing more people to the pro-liberty viewpoint of freedom, liberty. It's a good thing. We talk about it. And if you want to help us talk to more people, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. All the details are there, and you get free stuff, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. All of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're being asked about our positions on intellectual property. And Toby, did you want to throw how you feel out there about this?
This is something I'm always thinking about, but over time, I think I've made my conclusion that you're never going to stop people from infringing on copyright laws. So it's one of those things that you're just going to be, if you're doing it, you're going to be chasing people around and never getting much done. I think where it really comes down to is it's the responsibility of whoever's putting their content out into the world to make it unique in some way that people are going to want to go to them for it. I really like what Nine Inch Nails and Radiohead have been doing, where pay what you want for the album and download it. And they've actually
worked out.
Yeah, they've got more money than if people had just paid the regular price in some of the cases.
Right, and I like your point about chasing around these people. I mean, if Nine Inch Nails or Radiohead put their album out for free on the internet, and then, again, some street pirate decided to download it in New York City or Hong Kong or wherever and go out on the street and display his downloaded CD that you can buy for $1 or $2 or whatever it is the pirated CDs cost, would it be worth it to go after that guy? I mean, you're going to go after him and try to get, what, a couple $100 out of him?
Yeah, he doesn't have anything. I mean... not only that, but this has done loads for the press for Nine Inch Nails. I mean, and also their fans who had got the thing for free when they're coming through town might be a little bit more likely to actually go see them in concert. They're going to make their revenue that way. I also think that a lot of the stores aren't going to be taking these pirated products. I mean, I think
I believe not all of them,
but let's take the bigger ones, like, say, Walmart. They have a deal with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola has a lot of products. They probably have a deal with Coca-Cola that if we're going to be selling these Coca-Cola products, making you guys lots of money, you're not going to be selling the competitive shoddy Coca-Cola that's ripping off our label from us. So I think that there's a lot
I'm pretty sure they still sell Sam's Cola.
Sam's Cola, but they don't sell Coca-Cola that looks exactly like it.
Oh, you mean the fantasy ripoff?
Fantasy ripoff, gotcha. Right. Gotcha. I mean, I think that there would be stuff like that if Black & Decker had one item that's exactly the same and someone's ripping it off to make it look just that way.
Right.
The bigger outlet stores would have deals where they're not going to take the shoddy brands.
And I think that in most cases you'd find that in that particular instance, what you're talking about is that the pirates wouldn't be able to deliver the material on time, on the release date, consistently to the quantity that the major marketers, major retailers would want it and need it.
Now, that's not to say that your idea, I know that you've proposed this before, Mark, of like a pirate store opening would be impossible. It certainly would be possible. And who knows how successful they would be. I mean, certainly places like Big Lots, where you can get this kind of cheapy regional product that isn't really popular in the area you are, but you can get it really, really cheap, kind of bulk buy rates. And the store is organized really shoddily, and
but
it's ugly inside.
But what's to say your toaster is not going to catch on fire?
Well, as if it's not UL certified, you're right. It probably there's a good chance of something like that happening. So, but it is, your point's correct generally, Toby, that the marketplace does have these built-in mechanisms, the sort of above-board marketplace, at least, has these built-in mechanisms to protect the existing companies that are offering the original product because they're the innovators, because they're the ones that came out with it. And these retailers, they want to be associated with the innovators, and they want to be associated with the original products. And so there is that sort of market-based incentive based on brand name to go ahead and do those things. I can't say for sure that there wouldn't be such a kind of a pirate store that would open, but what kind of return policies are you going to get from those guys?
I don't know. I can agree with you that it seems like what you're saying that the pirate stuff would likely end up in, I want to downplay Big Lots. They provide a lot of people with some really great stuff at really low prices.
I've shopped at Big Lots before.
Yeah, they're not Walmart, and not that Walmart's the highest end.
But Walmart seems like classy compared to Big Lots.
They do. They aren't Target either. I think that to some extent that the company that manufactures, I think that the music industry will change markedly. I don't think there will be these big companies that market CDs in the way they do, and I don't think we'll have crap shoved down our throats the way we do currently in the music industry. That won't be considered what's great. What's great will be whatever's on the internet in some way. But, I think that those companies that manufacture, say, book publishers will probably still be around, that the book manufacturers should be able to go in and say, this isn't our book. This is a pirate. You've done something wrong, and you need to make up for it. That's, I don't know how they should do it. I don't think that there should be a policing organization that I'm responsible for paying for going out and finding this stuff that has been, pirated from these manufacturers. I think that should be their problem, but I do think they should have some recourse.
Well, perhaps
I don't
the marketplace
know what that would
figure that out, perhaps, and that's sort of the speculative part of all this. How would the marketplace, presuming there is a demand for protection of intellectual property, and I believe there is.
I believe there is, too. I don't know how it would happen.
Right. What sort of innovations would the free marketplace come up with to help protect these guys? And there's different levels of protection at different parts in the stage of marketing and innovating products. The inventors may want some level of protection for their ideas as much as the end retailers, or rather the end distributors, may want protection for their final products as well. Would there be some sort of reputation reputation system where if a retailer was found to, you know, a sort of an up-and-up retailer was found to be marketing a rip-off product, that they could be somehow punished by these market-based agencies for that.
I don't know that that would be any good, because there's a store here that does this sort of low-end stuff here locally. Mm-hmm. It's not Big Lots. But I bought a tire repair kit. Actually, a friend of mine bought the tire repair kit to use on my tire.
Yeah.
And the thing broke before he was done putting the plug in the tire. So I don't, that company there, you know, you've got all kinds of screwy situations. You've got a company marketing cheap crap, and I don't think that their reputation could go down much.
I see where you're coming from on that, but I'm talking about the ones that are more of above board and, you know, to where they would not want to be caught doing something like that because it could ding their reputation, thereby, you know, when other companies like Black & Decker or whoever look at them to possibly do business with them, they'll say, well, we don't want to do business with you. Yeah. We're going to go with your competitor because you're dealing with those shifty companies.
And when I, as a consumer, want to go and do business, I want to actually support the artist or writer or whoever made the original work. When I go out and buy a CD, I want to support the artist. If I want to go rip it off, that's just as easy. When I actually do go out and buy a CD, that's a lot more work to rip it onto my iPod and get it that way. So when I am buying a CD, I'm doing it because I want to support the artist, not out of convenience. So I'm going to go to the store that gives money from the CD I bought back to the artist, or to the book I got back to the author.
Right. I think for the most part,
I hear what you're saying, but I just don't believe that the average American is moral or paying enough attention enough to do just that.
So therefore, we need men with guns to hurt those.
But they're
people?
Not even doing anything. The men with guns are useless about this. I mean, they pick off a couple people here and there,
yeah,
and
that's true.
Drag them through the court system. They don't even get much money out of it because half of them are broke old grandmas.
Well, they pick off people who are downloading stuff on the internet, and I'm not suggesting that would be a problem at all. What I'm suggesting is the problem is setting up a store and selling all pirated stuff. And currently we don't have that because the men with guns are around, and the store knows that they're going to have problems. Now, like I said, I don't believe that you and I should be responsible for paying for those men with guns running around, mm-hmm. but I do think that if somebody's selling something new, pirated, you know, just get.
But it's their property. I mean, it's their physical property. They took the time and the
right.
effort to create
those rip-offs. If it's a book, it's
rip-offs.
Their paper. Sure it is.
Right. They created those rip-offs, and they should be able to sell them to willing buyers in the marketplace.
They're taking another man's work and selling it as their, you know, for nothing, essentially.
What if they change it a little bit? How much change do you have to put into it before it's another original work?
Well, what about cover bands? I mean, what about people that go and yeah. play at a bar and get paid to play at a bar, paying, you know, playing these other people's
work? If they do a
work.
Really good job, they're completely ripping them off. Just like, if you're retyping the novel yourself, does that count?
Well, there are some cover bands out there that are so good that that's what they do. They cover one band in particular.
Yeah.
You know, Elvis impersonators
sure.
would probably be the best example out there.
A lot of Beatles ones out there.
Yeah, there's all that stuff. And, you know, I don't know what to do with that.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't think that these artists are going to take a very big hit by having a few people go shop at some pirate store. I don't think
it would
be even
worthwhile.
Take
the men with guns away, and you're going to take away all the problems.
800-259-9231. Let the market decide the solutions, whatever those would end up being. Hour 2 coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.